William Shakespeare, Othello. The story. Written around 1603, Othello tells the story of a Moorish commander in the Venetian army fighting against the Ottoman Turks and how he is betrayed by one of his aides, Iago, who conceives a diabolical plot to make Othello believe that his new wife, Desdemona, has been unfaithful to him. The play begins with Iago and another soldier, Rodrigo, who is in love with Desdemona, conspiring to depose Othello. Rodrigo tells her father, Brabantio, that the Moor has eloped with his daughter. The outraged Brabantio calls the Duke to press charges against Othello, accusing him of seducing Desdemona by drugs and witchcraft. According to Brabantio's racist views, the marriage of Desdemona to a black man is a crime against nature. But Othello tells the court how he won Desdemona's heart fairly with stories of his exploits as a warrior. The case is settled, but Brabantio warns Othello that just as Desdemona deceived her father, she may deceive him too. Iago, meanwhile, has his own reasons for hating Othello, who has promoted another officer, Michael Cassio, in his place. Iago's intricate plot for revenge revolves around a friendship between Desdemona and Cassio. He persuades Rodrigo to pick a fight with a drunken Cassio and cause him to fall into disgrace. He then advises Cassio to persuade Desdemona to intercede on his behalf. Meanwhile, Iago insinuates to Othello that Desdemona's friendship with Cassio may be less innocent than it seems. So when Desdemona pleads with Othello to reinstate Cassio, Othello's suspicions are reinforced. However, things only really fall into place when Iago's wife, Emilia, discovers a handkerchief that Othello has dropped, and tells Iago that it was Othello's first gift to Desdemona. Iago forces her to give the handkerchief to him. He finds a way to place it in Cassio's hands, giving Othello the ocular proof he demands of his wife's infidelity. No longer able to contain his rage, Othello strangles Desdemona, despite her continued protestations of innocence. It's only when Emilia reveals the truth about the handkerchief that Othello understands the full horror of what he has done. Iago is arrested and Othello is relieved of his command, but before he can be taken to trial, he kills himself with a knife. Themes and characters. Central to Othello is the theme of jealousy as a slow-working poison, but connected to this and equally important are the notions of appearance and reality. All these themes emerge through the machinations of Iago. Iago is perhaps Shakespeare's greatest and most diabolical villain. The success of his plot to destroy Othello shows his extraordinary ability to manipulate and control the actions and thoughts of each of the other characters in turn. He spreads misinformation and exploits the nature and weaknesses of Cassio, Desdemona and Othello to make them do his will. In this, Iago's intelligence is supreme. He is the very embodiment of dissemblance and doubleness, the consummate actor who continually reinvents himself and can appear to be Othello's friend when he is in fact his deadliest enemy. Iago's definition of himself near the beginning of the play, "I am not what I am," tells us that there are literally no limits to his deception. His way to destroy Othello is by awakening his jealousy, but he does this paradoxically by warning him of the dangers of jealousy. All he needs to do is to put the thought of Desdemona's possible betrayal in Othello's head. Othello's character will do the rest. Why does Iago hate Othello and wish to destroy him? His racism is obviously a component, as is his anger at Cassio being promoted in his place. Yet his motivations are more complex than this. In many ways, Iago is a character without psychology, without interior life. He sees himself as a master of a human nature that applies only to others. His only desire appears to be to invent or perpetuate the intrigues that will cause the Othello's downfall. In this sense, he is like a shadow of the play's author, orchestrating and directing the drama from within and taking malicious pleasure in his art. Othello's tragedy, meanwhile, is that he refuses to trust Desdemona's word and believe in her love for him, as this love was born from her belief in the heroic legend he has constructed around himself. We see that his doubts about her reflect his own self-doubt. Is he really the heroic war god he claims to be? If so, why would Desdemona betray him? Her infidelity, if true, would be the ruin of his sense of self. At the end of the play, Othello becomes a kind of mirror to Iago's statement, "I am not what I am." He is so horrified by his actions that he no longer recognizes himself, and he frames his suicide as though he were killing someone else.